Hello everybody, welcome to another Intelligent Document Processing podcast episode. I'm Emma Lebas, Marketing Manager at Parashift, and today I'm very happy to welcome Maud Volantin. Maud, please introduce yourself.
Hello Emma, thank you for the invitation. My name is Maud Volantin. I'm the Head of Marketing and Communication at IMTF. IMTF is a RegTech company, so it's a company that is selling regulatory technology solutions for financial institutions to help them comply with their regulatory requirements.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Very good. Did you have any knowledge in AI topic?
So prior to joining IMTF, I was working in a med tech company.
Okay.
So it's also a technology, but applied to health or medical, the medical field. And this company was also using AI and machine learning to develop their products. Okay. So I had a little bit of background about that. But I also learn and I keep learning because this is new technology. So
yes,
it's evolving very fast. So it feels like you're never an expert in AI or an expert in machine learning. And I'm clearly not an expert. I try to understand it to be able to explain it. Our clients can benefit from the intelligence feature in our product, in our solutions. That's a very passionate topic.
So yeah. Well, yeah. So you were also marketing manager in your previous company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're in this field of marketing since how many years?
It's been 15 years before I was in pharmaceutical. So different domain and not in the tech. So the tech came with this previous job as a med tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to continue in the technology environment because this is thrilling, very exciting. So how I've continued in my career.
I hope for you. Now, maybe funny question about the prejudices that some people can have about AI companies. So, you know, when you talk about AI companies to people, they probably imagine like young men, people working in this company, maybe geeks, loving video games, they don't have kids and they are a specialist in engineering, etc., etc. What do you think about this?
So I get where you're coming from. And this is a little bit true, I think. And it's also, I think, a picture a little bit from the past now. I think, again, this is changing very fast. Of course, there were more men in the tech,
mm-hmm.
but it's changing. There are more and more girls. Also more initiatives to drive girls and women in the tech industry and a lot of interest. And I think that's changing a lot. And that has changed a lot already. There are more and more. And I think this is not linear. It's exponential.
Do you think working as a marketing manager in AI company is the same than working as marketing manager in another industry, in another kind of companies, can be cosmetics or whatever?
I think it's, I mean, in terms of, in a sense, marketing is the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, the approach remains the same. The techniques are the same, but in terms of the solutions, the technical solutions, there is maybe a different, some specificities,
mm-hmm.
In the way you communicate the benefits to your audiences and how to explain the tech part, mm-hmm. and how to bring forward the benefits for your clients, how this can help them. In a sense, I don't think it's very different to summarize, but I think there are some specificities inherent to the solutions, the technical solutions, the way you promote them to your clients, but I think it's not linked to marketing. I think marketing, in terms of how you do marketing, it's the same. It's more how you adapt your marketing strategies and how which means you use. If your product is selling digital transformation, you have to be able to use tech strategies or to be able to have the marketing tools that goes with it. If you have a very old-fashioned brochure or something very boring, it will not speak to your audience. If you're selling digital transformation, you have to be on board with this and willing to use all the new tools that that are available.
True. I think the same. The way to do marketing is a little bit similar in every companies, just because when you are doing marketing, our goal is not to sell a product, to my mind, because there is a sales team for this, but it's more like create a need. And when you are doing marketing, you are dealing with people that are not ready to buy. But yeah, that's why you have to create a need. And once they are ready to buy, then they have to think first at your brand. This is for me, the gas marketing.
There is a, yes, I agree. There is a big objective of marketing is creating the awareness about your company, your solutions, etc. And the other, it has a lot to do with behaviors. So understanding how your audience behave, what are their rationale when they are looking for a solution for their needs or for their problems, and also explaining it very clearly to them so that they're able to see the benefits and what's the technology or the product, the solution you're selling is going to bring to them and in which benefits they're going to have. Another point of marketing, and I think that's more and more important in our jobs, is everything that is relating to employer branding. So what I call, so not only the solution, but how the company is positioning itself.
Mm-hmm. The culture, a little bit of the
culture. Yes, so the culture, the value, the mission. One of the target groups or audience of the marketing is not only the customers, but I think more and more also the people that are going to come and work for your company. And that is a big part of, in the end, who you are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So there is also, with this development of technologies, scarcity in the tech jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Engineers, data scientists, those type of profiles. And they're difficult to attract.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also I work with my colleague in HR to develop a really strong positioning in terms of what it is to work for IMTF, our mission. Mm-hmm. Why is it? Why we think it's an attractive company, the benefits, etc. So all this is very also a part of positioning not only the products but the company as. A leader in innovation, mm-hmm. and not only in their solutions, but also in the ways of working, attracting talents, and retaining talents.
Yeah, true. And especially at the moment, I think it's like this for many companies, but it's difficult to hire the great person that will absolutely match perfectly with your jobs. So yeah, I agree with you. Big part. And now let's talk a little bit about digital transformation. Let's go deeper in the topic. And I would like to know, how do you think digital transformation has changed the way we do marketing?
Uh-huh.
What is your opinion about this?
I mean, digital transformation and digital tools are bringing a lot of, are improving the way we do marketing. So they are great tools to be more productive, more efficient. It's like a super assistant helping you to be like a super marketing manager. So meaning maybe in the past you would need 3 persons to do the same job. So now with the technology, there are a lot of things you can automate. So automation is a big part of the technological advancements in marketing. And now we see, I would mention again ChatGPT, but it's going to be a revolution in terms of how content is managed. I think digital transformation in marketing is huge. And the benefits are great, and one of the big role that we have as marketing manager is to keep up with the trends, embrace those tools, and stay on top.
Yeah, I agree, and it reminds me something like with AI solution that companies can use for improving their marketing. I know that, for example, Starbucks is using an AI solution that is capable to predict when the customer X gonna buy the Y drink,
mm-hmm.
and what time during the day. And I find that crazy.
I think an important point about digital transformation in marketing and in general is how the data, the customer data, is used and analyzed and processed to be able to understand better the way the customer their needs, but also their behaviors. Mm-hmm. And yes, so when you have big amount of data and that AI is able to make sense of, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a game changer in terms of being able to use the insights from those data to deliver the right product to the right person at the right moment.
Yeah.
So that's where market is. We become more intelligent with this technology.
Yeah, true. And again, we come to the point that it's super important to target the right people. So again, targeting the mission of our job.
Yeah.
If we take the question in the other sense, like, how do you market the digital transformation? How do you use digital transformation to push companies to make this digital transformation?
So I mentioned earlier the use case. I think that those are really good ways. Even better would be, so if you can have the customer speak about on their accounts about the technology, so not you reporting what you think the benefits are for new customers, but if the customers themselves are willing to explain the different steps they went through, what were the blockers, how did they manage this, or they convinced maybe other people in their company to have the budget to invest, etc. And so that's one part. So it's endorsement, customer endorsement, I think is very powerful. Another part would be to show the benefits, but showing the benefits in terms of time that is gained, in terms of
cost reduction.
Exactly. So performance, what the technology can bring, and to be able to demonstrate it in a concrete ways to the customers, to your audience, so understanding their needs and then being able to very demonstrate concretely what the technology can bring to them.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think as a marketing manager, we have to, again, create this need. Without it, I think you just lose big part of the market because your competitors are doing it. So also our role is really to show people how important it is, this digital transformation.
Yeah, fully agree. I think also the level of digital transformation may change from a company, from an industry to another.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take like consumer goods or, the tech industry, so music or those industries are moving very fast.
Yeah.
Other industries might be slower.
Yeah.
So the financial industry is getting there. It's absolutely, I mean, everyone is like moving there.
Yeah.
And because they know they have to. But I think not everyone is moving at the same pace. And I agree that this is our role to accompany our customers and help them towards this journey,
mm-hmm.
digital transformation,
yeah.
and also help them in going through the steps and supporting them in that at different levels. So I mentioned earlier the investing, mm-hmm. or deciding to start or to continue, but it's also how do we implement that concretely in the company. And just not selling the solution and they're like, okay, good luck, but also learning, like really going,
accompanying.
Yeah. Yes. So giving them also the service that goes with it, and the training, all these very important things that goes with technology, that I think as marketeers, we also need to be mindful to provide that, mm-hmm. in the package. Also, explaining them that the technology is becoming safer and safer, and that there are ways to help them. Sometimes there are a lot of dependencies, So it means if you change one part of your package, on your technological package, it's going to have an impact on the others. And that's where it's difficult, because when they invest, usually they have one specific need, and then you come back with a big package, you have to change everything, and that's where it can be a break dealer, a deal breaker. But and this is one thing we're trying to do as well at AMTF. We try to package our solutions in smaller solutions. We call that modules, so that people can start with one thing and then plan their technological journey and advance at their own pace.
Yeah.
And budgets.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about something a little bit negative. Coronavirus crisis. Did you notice any changes since the coronavirus crisis has happened?
You mean in terms of...
In your marketing job?
Yeah.
Do you see any changes, or even in your company?
Yes, many changes. So starting with the company, I mean, probably you've also experienced that. The ways of working have changed.
Mm-hmm.
People don't come as often to the office. There is like a flexible working environment. Some people work from home, in the office. Yes. And so that has remained. Although people come more and more to the office, I'm an office person. I like to go to the office and work from the office. But I mean, I don't mind working from time to time from home.
Yeah.
And I think so. That's one big change from a work environment point of view. But also in terms of marketing, a lot of the interactions and the touch points. Marketing touch points have moved online as well because of that. So events, yes, one of the biggest things that have changed since the coronavirus.
Now it's online and it works, actually.
It works, but it's not the same.
I agree.
Yeah. So we've tried, as everyone, all marketers, I think we've tried and we're trying to continue to propose things online. And I think it's so interesting. There are a lot of benefits. People don't have to move. They can attend, even decided to attend at the last minute. So it's less engaging. But it's also in terms of interactions. And it's different.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the same quality of interaction. So it's a bit difficult to monitor, for example, the engagement of your audience in a webinar where people are online. Well, there are tools, so you can measure it, but it's difficult, for example, to bring back someone that is switched to something else when they're online. When you're in a discussion live on an event and speaking with someone, they're not going to say, oh, wait, the phone is ringing and I leave.
Yeah.
So,
so you have noticed like a decrease of the engagement?
I would say
because of the online things.
I mean, at some point, people had no choice. So they I mean, this was the only possible way to attend conferences or events. And I think the few events we've done now were after coronavirus, live events.
Yeah.
So where people were very happy. Everyone was so happy. They were, and the dynamic was really, really nice. People were... really willing to engage directly, to be back to, I mean, we humans, we like human relations.
Yeah.
So to speaking to people, to be able to convince someone, looking them in the eyes and also arguing on something or being challenged by a customer. I think it's, the relationship is different. And yes, now we do both. And I think there are benefits also from of doing digital events, depending on where you plan them on in your strategy, depending on the sales funnel level you're planning them. So it's nice to have a mix.
It's true. Before studying in Parachute, I was studying. So I never really work in a working environment. And so when I have started, it was like Corona crisis. So I never had the event face to face. It was only online and it was cool. But I had my first real live event some months ago. And I was like, this is amazing. This is so different than online. So I also prefer face-to-face just because after the event, you can talk with the people. And I think this is the best part. This is really where you can engage the people with who you are talking before during the event. So yeah. But I'm happy that now we can do live event, but we still have to continue, I think, webinar and stuff online just because sometimes your audience is in USA or I don't know.
So this has where choice. Benefits of
exactly, yeah.
I think also online demos, a demonstration of products are really efficient. So yeah. Things like that, I would like to bring as well one more. I think, yes, there is a panel of things you can do online, but sometimes you also need to do interactions with the people. But I mean, coronavirus is one thing, but I think there are also other parameters that we need to discuss. For example, there is more and more, with the ecological crisis, there are more and more people that are conscious about traveling, traveling less or traveling only when necessary. And that's it. I think we need also to take this into account when we make our marketing plans. What events require that to be present, and what events can be done online?
Yeah, I totally agree. So, maybe let's talk now the last part of the future of marketing. How do you see digital technology shaping the future of marketing?
Well, I mean, it is going to continue. I mean, we've mentioned ChatGPT and content. I think you want to say something?
Yeah, about ChatGPT. I heard that some people say, yeah, it's going to break the marketer's job. So it's like just replace, you know? And I saw that on LinkedIn last time and I was like, it's interesting because I see it a different way. Like, it's amazing. I already started to use it for my job here at Parashift. And it's really helpful, but I think it is helpful if you ask the good questions. So if you are marketing people and you ask the great marketing questions, then it works. But I'm not sure it's going to replace our job just because it cannot do the job alone. It needs someone to provide information and the questions.
I mean, ChatGPT is one part of AI. And yeah. When you see what it can do, you can really... start thinking we are really going to be challenged. And I think it's going to be the case. But I also think, like you, that it's not going to replace completely because I think there are some limitations that robots, AI cannot do, and that's relating to relationships. In this sense, I don't think we can be replaced. There are multiple... inputs that will drive your strategy. Making sense of those inputs and also prioritizing is something that a marketing person is going to continue doing. Mm-hmm. So adapting your strategy to your budget, to your vision. Mm-hmm. And that's also, I coming back to the vision again, but I don't think an AI tool will replace. Mm-hmm. They don't have your story, your experience.
We need a little bit of feelings.
Yes,
in marketing
system. Feelings and authenticity. Yeah. I don't think ChatGPT can be as authentic as a real person and as a real company. But on the other hand, I think it's going to be to revolutionize the ways content is done. And we are going to be using it on a daily basis going forward. I agree we will need to learn how to use the tool more effectively. And I... probably it will continue to evolve and come closer to being to replacing us.
No.
But I think that we have some time.
We have some time. and one anecdote, like 2 days ago or yesterday, I don't remember. I just asked the ChatGPT, how great is Parashift? And I was super happy of the answer first because I saw they say like, yeah, Parashift is a great company. People think only good things about Parashift, blah, 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 blah. And then Parashift is an Australian company. And I told me like, Oh, maybe I have to work on that because it's totally wrong. So there is some limitation. We cannot 100%
rely
on what this tool say than other AI tool probably, but still it helps us a lot. So we still have a lot of work to do. But hopefully we are helped by the AI tools. So this is good. I don't have any other questions for you. Thank you so much.
You took
the time to come here and talk a little bit about your ideas and experience about marketing and AI and digital transformation of companies. Thank you. And let's go back to work.
Thank you, Emma, for having me.
Bye.
Bye.